The King of the Orchids from Horonezhitze. Part 2. After losing his arm, Rezl became a full-time orchid hunter. He became a botanist and focused on collecting orchids in Mexico, as well as in Central and South America. On his travels, he crisscrossed Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, and Venezuela. Unlike most white men, he traveled without a rifle and got along very well with the Native Americans, becoming known as Don Benito. He built up a network of customers who bought his collections in Europe, as well as a network of professional contacts whom he could consult regarding his discoveries. Rezl supplied Sander, a British firm specializing in orchids, and also collaborated with the famous British company Veitch. He discussed the identification and description of new species with a world-renowned authority, Professor Reichenbach from Berlin. In 1872 and 1874, Rezl returned to Europe for a short time. A year later, he finally settled in Prague and set up a gardening firm supplying the most famous collections of exotic plants in the land. In 1880, he founded the Flora Association of Artistic Gardeners. Rezl also founded and funded Flora magazine. He died in 1885 in Prague and was buried in Panenský Týnec, and all the leading gardening magazines abroad published obituaries. It was decided that a dignified memorial would be erected in Prague. The memorial statue, sculpted by Zola and Vosmík, and financed largely by foreign donors, was unveiled in 1889 at Karlovo Náměstí in Prague. You are now standing by this memorial.